Hi, family. I'm an addict. My name is Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
And I am a little bit nervous. Not a little bit. I'm nervous. And it's funny because in my mind, right, I'm prepared about what I'm going to say and how I'm going to say it and all of this stuff, but it never comes out that way, right? And I'm grateful for that because, you know, I'm insane. But anyway, so I always look at the steps as 1, 2, 3, honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. 4, 5, 6, honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. 7, 8, 9, honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. You know, that's how I look at it. So 9 was willingness for me because, and 8, when I had to make my list of the people I know, I was like surprised because it's funny how I could be in denial, and I was like literally in denial about what I'd done to people because so many people had done stuff for me. At least that was my perception, you know, that I was the victim. And so when I looked at 8, and I was just shocked. I was like, because I had to really take a deep inventory. See, I had this sponsor who I could not stand her. I really didn't like her. But every time we did step work, I felt like every pore in my body was exposed. You know, it took me to a very vulnerable, took me to a place I was not comfortable with. You know, I wasn't comfortable with, like, really sharing my stuff. I was not comfortable with really exposing myself, you know, and really getting honest. And she had a way of bringing it out of me because she didn't just answer. When you do step work and you work with your sponsor and, you know, you answer the question, she didn't do all of that. She said, okay, close the book. And then she'd be asking me some other stuff. And I'd be like, what's her problem? We're supposed to be working out the book. You know, we need to be doing it this way. And I'm grateful to her for that because every time I finished any of my steps, I would just be feeling all type of way. And I would call her up and say thank you because from that experience, I grew another spiritual level, you know, for me. And so step 8 for me, when I realized all that I'd done, it was like a forgiveness step. It was like forgiving myself step, you know, because when I come to that realization. So then step 9 prepared me to, I don't know if I can say I expressed fear. I experienced humility. You know, I got real humble because I was just doing some stuff. I was doing, messing with other people, men, and I was into married men, and I was into just the lies. I was into a lot of crooked shit. But the thing is, there were some things that I can go to a person, go to, like, my mother. When I got my first 30 days clean, right? And I'm jumping over the place because they're just popping in my head. But when I got my 30 days clean, I did a lot of harm to my mom. I did a lot of harm. And so what she did is, when I came into the rooms, I hid from everybody. I didn't want nobody to know. There was only one person that knew that I was going to meetings. And he's the one that brought me to my first Narcotics Anonymous meeting where I didn't use. And so he told my mom, my brother, my uncle, they came to see, because it's different where I come from. When you celebrate 30 days, 60 days, you get to stand up and say, my name is Tracy, I'm an addict, I got 30 days by going to meetings, you know, calling my sponsor and not picking up, right? That's what you get to say. So when I'm at the thing and I got my little 30 days and I'm happy and everything, and I see my mom, I see my brother, and I see my uncle, and I did all of them wrong, you know? You know how we do when we in desperation, can I borrow $20? Can I, you know, I'll be right back with the keys or something like that. Well, my mother told me after that, she said, I forgive you for everything you've ever done to me. And that was the person I had to ask for forgiveness the most, but I found that I didn't because she already forgave me. Even though, and so the things that I did to my mother, how I made my amends is I never did any of that again. You know, I never stole and I was, you know how we are when we're using. You know how insane and desperate, that desperation of, okay, I remember one time taking my sister's piggy bank. She had all of these quarters, nickels, that, and I needed to get me some. So I was spent 2 hours emptying her piggy bank, you know, just to go, you know, just things like that. So when I made my amends, when I did, my amends was mostly, I wrote to my father about some stuff I did. He had already passed. Well, he didn't pass, but we weren't talking. He wasn't talking to me. And so I had to write a letter to him that I never gave him. But it was because of the horrible things that I did. I did some terrible stuff, you know. But the thing is, today, I can forgive myself. I can face myself. And I remember feeling like I was the worst person in the world. I felt like I couldn't, it was just my self-esteem, because I came in here and really didn't have any self-esteem. So, you know, the Nice Up talks about the fear and talks about, you know, somebody not not accepting my amends. Mm-hmm. Like, I took this card, bank card, because I was mad at my boyfriend at the time. So I was like, oh, he ain't gonna give me no money. I'm gonna take his money. I'm gonna take his card. So I went to the bank, and at this particular bank, you could take an empty envelope. I ain't trying to tell y'all how to do this, but you can't do it anymore. But you could take an empty envelope, put it in the machine, and put down an amount, and the most that it'll give you is $200. So that's what I did. So I had my hood on, and I went and did that. And what happened was, he said he saw the tape. He said, I saw you clear as day, but I thought that I was disguising myself, because you know that insanity, right? But he didn't tell on me or anything. But I had to make the amends of paying him back, you know? And so, you know, I asked him for forgiveness. He gave me forgiveness. I told him I would send him the money. He told me I didn't have to worry about it, to put it, because he was my baby daddy. So he said to put it towards my son. You know, but my sponsor was like, no, you have to pay him back, you know. And I was like, okay, but this is what he came to. You know, I owed somebody. Somebody paid my rent for me. I promised them I would pay them back. I couldn't do it, you know, because I wasn't capable of even paying rent, you know. And so I had to go to that person and say, can you forgive me? You know, can you forgive me? He said, oh, I forgave you a long time ago. So my amends was always not confronting, but you know, I had to address. And see, it's hard to look at me. It's hard for me to look at me of the things that I've done, and then to have to share it with somebody that I hurt. You know, that I hurt. And it was humbling for me. It was humbling because I'm this person that thought that I could do everything in the dark. I'm this person that was going to take things to my grave. I was never going to cop to the things that I did. I was not going to... So it was painful. It was painful that I had to get butt naked honest in order to really heal. I had to dig into the depths of the pain that I felt. You know, the without hurting. So today I do practice, like my sons. one of my sons was 7. My other son, he was 2. So the one that remembered my active addiction was my 7-year-old. So I made amends with her. But in making the amends, I allowed my sons to emotionally blackmail me. You know, I allowed it because I would feel guilty mm-hmm. about, you know, the mistakes that I've made and all of that. When, in honesty, I really did, you know, make amends to them, you know, and to the best of my ability. And so, today, in my recovery, I know how to let myself off the hook. And that's what making the amends is, because even in asking and you know, getting the honesty and the humility of the 9th step, the spiritual principles, you know, it's like, okay, when I got 18 months clean, before I got 18 months clean, I kept feeling like I wasn't worthy. So I took the sticky, post-it, and I put, I'm worthy. And I left it on my mirror. So every morning when I would get up, I would say, I'm worthy. So it took me 18 months for the way out. It took me until I got 18 months that I got up one day and I felt worthy. You know, it was like inside of me. So it was the same principle with the humility and the honesty. You know, I feel humble. I feel, you know, I can get honest today to the best of my ability. You know, and then I'm open-minded enough that if somebody checks me on my stuff, you know, I'll take it under advisement. I'll take it under consideration. No, I will. I will. Now, I don't mean I agree, you know, with everything, but I will, you know, because with this, the thing about this program is that I have to remain teachable, because this, I don't graduate, I haven't recovered from in recovery, you know, this is an ongoing process, and I guess I'm going to learn until I can't learn anymore, mm-hmm. and that's, you know, my last breath or something. Anyway, I hope y'all got something out of it.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.